104.9 The Morning X. It's 7:18. Kev here. Lori is out, but joining me now on the show, he's on Twitter at I am the Waleed from footballabsurdity.com. Mr. Waleed Ismail, welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We missed you yesterday.
I'm sorry about that. I wasn't feeling too well.
On the toilet, were you?
Do we really want the details?
I guess not. I mean, this is an adult morning show, but I think we can leave out the gross parts for sure.
Okay. Well, actually, I feel like the gross parts will make your morning show.
Sometimes, yeah, but I mean, it is around breakfast time right now, so I guess we'll spare people.
Okay.
Ready for the Bears game this Sunday?
I am. I'm kind of curious to see what happens. Bears are pretty much locked in. Odds are that they're going to be the 3 seed, but if the Rams lose, they could get a bye week, which makes a difference. So some people are like, well, the Rams are going to win because they're playing the 49ers. That should be an easy win for them. So you might as well just rest your starters. Then there's the rest of us, me, who are like, beat the 49ers, not come out of the playoffs. I want you to put your foot on their throat, personally. So I'm curious to see what Nagy does. He's saying that they're playing their starters because they still have something to play for. And that's the right call. I mean, until you know that you're not getting that bye, you should be playing for that bye because it increases your win percentage in the playoffs.
Well, I totally agree. Especially, I mean, if you're the Bears, you want to play at Soldier Field.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that makes a huge difference. I mean, well, you saw what, like, Jared Goff was like when he had to play in the cold. He fell apart. I'd rather he play here than we play there.
You think a second time around, though, he'd be a little more prepared?
I have no idea, but I mean, I would like to think so, but honestly, I would think the first time he should have been prepared. Suck it up. But he's a California boy, so I guess that matters.
So when we first started the season this year, it was kind of like, wow, the Bears are actually pretty good. I wonder how well they can do. Nobody really saw it going as far as it's going, and now people are talking Super Bowl. Are you in that camp?
I mean, they have the potential to be a Super Bowl team. And to be fair, I think I said as soon as they traded for Khalil Mack, I said they were going to win the division.
Is there an AFC opponent that you think we got the win if we end up playing them in the Super Bowl?
The AFC, for the most part, is garbage compared to the NFC. The two teams in the AFC that really scare me are the Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Those teams are very strong teams. Everyone else, not too worried about, honestly.
Good. Well, I like that attitude.
Yeah.
And But I don't like to jinx things by saying things too early. I'm actually just kind of happy the season has gone the way it has.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. Football has been fun, which not always the case.
It's been a while. But hey, we got to talk football fails.
Fail! My bronze medal is basically the refs from the 49ers-Bears game. That ejection was unbelievable. You know how long it took? Jeff Crisco of Football Absurdity is a 49ers fan season ticket holder. That was taking so long, fans were getting ready to riot in the like they were just getting anxious.
So let's recap. There was a late hit on Trubisky and a fight erupted on the sidelines between pretty much the entire sideline.
It was like the weirdest 5 minutes. It took forever for them to they really wanted to take your time to figure it out, and it was just kind of like, who cares?
Yeah, it's just there were so many people involved in the fight that they really couldn't tell who was responsible. I don't know how much tape they had to look at.
They brought it to New York. They wanted them to figure out exactly who they were going to kick out of the game. That entire sequence was so annoying. So it was a failure as far as I'm concerned. That was a fail.
Fail!
Silver medal and gold were real close for me, but I'm going to go with just the Pittsburgh Steelers overall.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't know if you saw that end, Pittsburgh was up 24-17 in the third quarter. Then the next three drives happened for them. First drive, Stephen Ridley fumbles a football. Now the score is 24-20, Steelers. Next, they try a fake punt on fourth down, and then Roosevelt Nix fails to get it, but he celebrates as if he got the conversion.
Now
the Saints are able to take the lead 27-24, but the Steelers still have a chance. They drive down the field, and right when Juju Smith-Schuster gets in the field goal range, he immediately fumbles the football. And the Steelers' playoff chances, probably. It just lost it all in one fell swoop. So I feel like the entire Steelers deserve that silver medal fail.
I think that puts a lot of pressure on gold.
Fail!
The gold medal, I had to go with what I find the funniest for the gold. The gold goes for the kick returner, Kenjon Barner, who got tackled by a punter. He didn't just get tackled by a punter. He got body slammed by a puncher. Did you see that at all?
I did. I saw the highlight.
Like, that was WWE-style super power drive. Slammed him into the ground. He got hit so hard by a punter, that punter got a random NFL drug test just to make sure.
Right, like, he body slammed him. They said, yeah, let's check that dude for steroids.
We need to see if he's juicing here. I mean, how are you going to let a punter play you like that?
I mean, punters are little dudes. Little.
That dude was not little. The returner was little compared to the punter. He just got destroyed by him, and it was glorious.
Well, yeah, I guess that does beat out the Steelers for gold, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But you're right. Those two are very, very close.
Yeah, well, one of them has, like, serious football implications. The other one was just fun as hell.
What would be the opposite of a football fail? Because you got to give it to that punter for taking him down the way that he did.
Oh, no, he is the hero that football deserves.
Well, it is mail at footballabsurdity.com. Thanks for giving us a call, even though you feel like crap today.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to be.
I'll talk to you guys next week. I'll try to get there in the studio. We'll have some fun.
Take your damn vitamins.
I will do my best.
All right, thanks, Wally.
All right, cool. I'm going to run to the bathroom now.
Go, man, go. All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
It's Laurie and Kev on 104.9 The Morning X.